So here's my Instagram part two. I obviously need to learn the length of Audiobo that got completely cut off. So I was talking about the format of IG and how it makes it much easier to engage. And I think the final thing that I just... Well, actually, no, I'll talk a bit about filters as well. I hardly ever use filters on my pictures. That's, I suppose, just a personal preference. And I actually find some of the filters quite revolting. And I have unfollowed people, which is really rare for me, because they put those really violent coloured filters on every single one of their pictures. And to me, it just actually makes me feel sick. So I have to unfollow them, because much more than people's words, I find it offensive. I can ignore bad tweets. I find it impossible to ignore bad pictures. And then the last thing I just want to talk about is the social element of Instagram. I said at the beginning of my first part that and it's not about popularity for me. I think the reason I like Instagram is because it gives another dimension. And most of the people I follow on Instagram, I also follow on Twitter. And I'm fascinated by the pictures that people post and the extra dimension it gives you into their lives and understanding what they're like. And I love people who, you know, treat Instagram a bit like a diary, but I equally love some of the more creative people I follow who all their pictures are very carefully formatted and look beautiful. And when you look at their whole portfolio at once, you can see that they follow a theme and they're very meticulous about what they publish and how they publish it. And I know the quality of the images on Instagram is low, and from a photography perspective, you know, it's not the best app for sharing high quality images, but it is the best app for sharing, I think, creativity and the way people use visual design in order to share the way that they think and the way that they compose pictures. And to me, that's really important. And I find that interesting, the way, you know, shots are framed and the things that people choose to look at. It says something about them. And if they choose to make all their images look relatively the same and use exactly the same filter on almost every image, that says as much about that person as, you know, my mishapped, crazy, jumbled up pictures varying from my work to my office to my kids and all the rest of it says about me. So I like that. I think that's an important part. And again, I think the format, because ultimately they're all brought down to this square format, it gives that kind of regularity and you can concentrate on that in the pictures. And I suppose the other thing is then I don't really tend to share pictures with other ones. To me, Instagram isn't really about posting and sharing content here, there and everywhere. In fact, I used to link my Instagram pictures to Facebook, but the quality of them on Facebook is so awful that I unfollowed it. I unlinked them. And if you want to see my pictures, you really need to follow me on Twitter or Instagram. And I don't even tweet all of my pictures because I don't want to flood my Twitter stream entirely with pictures, although I am guilty of doing, you know, 10 pictures in a row. Anyway, before I run out of time again, I think you probably gathered that I love Instagram. If you're not using it already, please start so that I can get that extra dimension in you. And I hope that this is useful for people to understand why sharing images is important, and maybe some people don't realize how much you take in when you see pictures. We're all very focused in our society, I think, on words. And I'm loving the fact that social media kind of is giving pictures an opportunity to fight back. Anyway, that's my thoughts. If you have thoughts, I'd love it if you commented back. Thanks.